Hey guys, Elrod's back, and today you're going to hear a little bit of ZZ Top. Stay tuned. Okay guys, let's get started with ZZ Top. ZZ Top formed in Texas in 1970. The members were Billy Gibbons, guitar, Dusty Hill, bass, and Frank Beard on the drums. That little band from Texas has been together for over two decades. Gibbons was born in Houston, Texas, and after seeing Elvis when he was just a kid, he began playing guitar. And baby, wow, I'm glad he did. Woo, love this song. Anyway, he formed his first band when he was 14 years old, and he called it The Saints. Then he moved on to a newer band, and that one was called The Coachmen. He went on to form a James Brown-styled rhythm and blues group. He called this new band Billy G and the Blue Flames. The Ten Blue Flames, excuse me. In 1967, he worked with another band that had a single that was made into one of the top chart hits in Texas. Gibbons' style was so unique that he caught the attention of local record promoters. There was a guy in the area, and this guy who was a record promoter knew how to make money, and he knew a good song when he heard it. This promotions guy's name was Bill Ham. Gibbons began auditions for a drummer and a bassist. He settled with two Texas natives, and they were Hill and Beard. Once they played together, they knew they had a great sound. Ham convinced the trio that his strategies would make ZZ Top a household name. He became their manager, controlling every mood and every aspect of their careers. They began playing at out-of-the-way places, playing for the people at the people's prices. And Ham told Rolling Stone magazine that it's harder that way and takes a much longer time to get recognized. But once the band has established itself as a people's band, the people won't leave you. Then, their first album in 1971 received little fanfare, but had a regional hit. Their second album picked up the pace with Rio Grande Mud, and it had the hit single, Francine. London Records signed them to a contract. Word began to spread, and the Rolling Stones asked them to open for them at their 1972 tour. Okay, then in 1973, they scored a national hit with LaGrange from the platinum-selling album Tres Hombres. This is the coolest jam. It's probably my favorite ZZ Top song. LaGrange is a French word that means barn. And there is a LaGrange, Texas. And this song made it very popular. It's interesting that they use French because a lot of their albums have Spanish in them. I guess that's being from the South and all. You know, those Texans right there by the border. Okay guys, enjoy. This reminds me of my friend Laura Kalinske. I love this. Okay, here comes that part I love. So freaking cool. The reason it reminds me of my girlfriend Laura is because she would pick me up in her black Mustang convertible and she'd crank this song out and we'd go driving around the subdivisions. Her boyfriend listened to this music and got her into it, and then she got me into it. So this is what I remember, her and I cruising around in that black Mustang convertible with this song just blasting. So also on this album, they had Waiting for the Bus, and their song Tush helped ZZ Top to become a party favorite, and here it is. Little fun fact about Billy Gibbons, his father was an entertainer. He was an orchestra conductor and a concert pianist. When he was 5 years old, his mother took him to actually see Elvis Presley, and at the age of 7, his dad took him to a B.B. King recording session. These experiences had a huge impact on him, obviously. Later, I'm going to give you some trivia information on the beard issue. In 1975, they released Fandango with the hit Blue Jeans Blue. It was on the charts for 83 weeks and eventually sold more than 1 million copies. Then in 1976, they came out with their Tejas album, otherwise known as Texas, and they did a worldwide tour in Texas. They originated. They grossed over $11.5 million with this tour. An interesting fact about Tejas, how Texas was originally Tejas. The story goes, the word Texas itself comes from the Caddo word for friends. The Caddo were a confederacy of Native American tribes that dominated East Texas. Eventually, the Spanish orthographers changed the letter from a J to an X. So it went from Tejas to Texas, but was originally Tejas. After this, they took the next 3 years off and did their own thing, while Ham tried to break them away from the London Records. Ham was successful and secured a contract with them with Warner Brothers. Okay, so I told you I was going to give you a little info on the Beards. Now, while they took this little hiatus for 3 years, it was from 1977 to 1979, they, like I said, did their own thing. Actually, Beard was struggling with drug addiction during this time also. So, they get back together in 1979, and it was interesting. It was really a coincidence because they all came back and they've always had facial hair. And Frank Beard usually had the mustache. And Billy and Dusty always had scruffy little beards, no more than 2 inches long. Well, after this hiatus, Gibbons and Hill returned from the vacations that they had gone on separately with really long beards. The beards that you are familiar with. And they had heard that each other had grown them out, but didn't actually believe it till they saw each other. And so the manager had called them together for this meeting, and when they all arrived, they noticed, oh my gosh, what's changed here? Well, the two had the long beards, and Frank had his mustache shaved off, and he went completely clean cut because he wanted to have a good impression and wanted to make a good presentation for the band to let them know that he had cleaned his act up. So that's how the Beards came along. It was a coincidence that they both decided to do on their own. And when they got together, they liked it. Eventually, Frank Beard grew a mustache and a shorter beard, but he never did grow the long beard like the other two. And from that point on, the Beards became a part of them, and that's really how a lot of us know them. That's like their look. So this was a cool new look, and it fit exactly into the music that they were going to bring about. And after this, their careers really blossomed. Oh, one little thing I'd like to add. It's kind of ironic that Frank Beard is the only one who didn't have a long beard. Kind of funny, huh? In 1979, they returned to the studio and they produced DeGayo, which had I Thank You on it.
So their next
album, El Loco, was similar to DeGeo, but not quite as strong. In 1983, they had a radical change with their Eliminator LP. It made them international superstars and sold 10 million copies and peaked the Billboard charts at number 9. They remained in the top 20 for over a year. And I know you are going to know these songs. The first one is Gimme All Your Lovin'. Now, MTV helped this album hugely. And I know you guys of my generation have watched these MTV videos. Yeah, MTV helped a lot of musicians really sell their stuff, I think. Because I'm sure when you listen to the songs, you can remember those MTV videos. Sharp Dressed Man. You remember this. I saw ZZ Top one time in the airport. I mean, I think it was them. Two guys with those beards looked just like them. It was on the tram. And I wanted to say something, but I chickened out. Then one time, I was on a flight, and there were like two rows of guys with long beards. And I'm like, looking at them. And I'm thinking, what's with the Jesus look? And the guy with me is like, I was thinking, what's with the ZZ Top look? Okay, now guys, it's Legs. Now this video I definitely remember. Those chicks getting out of the car. And they show their legs coming out with their high heels and the little tiny thin bobby socks. You remember that video? I want it to be in the video. I want it to be me coming out of that car. Okay, guys, interesting fact. Billy Gibbons and Dusty Hill were actually offered $1 million to shave off their beards, and they turned it down. So in 1989, the band paid tribute to their roots with the Muddy Wood Tour. In 1990, they did a cameo in the movie Back to the Future 3. They continued to record, but never did as well. In 2003, they were inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And of course, their unique and eccentric look has contributed to their huge success. Sadly, on July 28th of this year, Dusty Hill passed away in his sleep at home. He was 72 years old. Frank and Billy were very saddened by Dusty's passing and said he will be greatly missed. But they decided that Dusty would say the show must go on, and so they decided to keep touring. They have managed to find a replacement for Dusty, and they will continue to tour during 2020. So guys, I hope you enjoyed the info on ZZ Top. L Rod is signing off.